We are in the seventh parak in the middle of Mishnah Dalet. Continuing this Mishnah with the words of Rabbi Eliezer. When it comes to the highest levels of sacrifices, like that of an ol, an elevation offering, Sheshachtan Bedorah, we know that the Shechita has to take place, the slaughtering has to take place in the north, would be taking place in the south, that would invalidate it. Ushachtan L'shem Kushim Kalim Yochicho. In the event that they would have slaughtered it, thinking that it was really on a lower sanctity, such as that of a peace offering on Shlomim, Shekin Shinas Shimon L'davar She'en Bo Milah. When it comes to a Shlomim, we know that after the Zrikas Hadam, after the blood has been sprinkled, and the sacrificial parts have been brought, so the rest of the meat is allowed to be eaten. And there's no me'ilah on that. One is allowed to derive benefit from the meat. Nonetheless, mu'alan behen. In this situation, because it was in fact brought for this, it was initially was a kachim, it was something which was like an ola, therefore a person would violate it for having improper thoughts. So afata altatam al ola. So you can't ask the question when it came to the person who had a bird, which is an ola offering. Sha'afal pi shashinas shemol adover shembo me'ilah. Even though the person ended up bringing it, thinking it was a chatas, a sin offering, in which may be eaten, nonetheless, me'ilu will take place because, in fact, the offering was not a chatas, it was an ola. And this, the Mishnah concludes, Amalor B'Yeshua, B'Yeshua says, no, that's not a proper comparison. Lo. Imamarta B'Kashi Kadoshim. Even though it may be true, this rule, when it comes to this, the Kasha Kadoshim, this very, the highest level of sacrifice, Sheshachtam Bedorim, that was slaughtered in the south, Shachtam Mashim Kashim Kalim, that was slaughtered for the sake, thinking that it was really of a lower sanctity, Shechin Shina Es Shimon Bedover Sheshvo Isav Heter. At least when it comes to this animal, some of it is true, you could eat, but some of it is an Isser, you're not allowed to eat. As we said, the sacrificial parts of Kashim Kalim have to be brought on the Mizbeach. And therefore, perhaps that's the reason why we're strict, and that if a person would take part of eating it, there would be a law of Me'ila, that you would have this consequence of having to bring an additional sacrifice. However, when it comes to our situation, because the mistake was thinking that it was a Chatas, a sin offering, is something in which there is nothing that has Isser. Once the blood is sprinkled, the entire animal, in this case bird, is brought, is given over to the Kohen. And therefore, since after the Zrikas Adam, we find that we have this leniency that one is allowed to eat the meat, therefore, perhaps, as this opinion of Rebbe Lezer is, that once a person has an Ola, but brings it as a chatos, then in fact one would not violate Me'ila. So the Mishnah concludes, going back and forth, whether or not there would be me'il in this unique situation, and we continue with this machlokus, this dispute between these two opinions.